The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Martin Hayden, the Minister for Agriculture, was with us here at AgriLand a little bit earlier in the show. We got through a huge amount with him, and some of those issues I'm sure will come up again now, because Francie Gorman is President of the Irish Farmers Association, is with me. Francie, you're very welcome. Busy few days for you lads. You're busy across the road there in the IFA tent.
Yeah, good evening, Kieran. It's great to be here. And it's been a great 3 days all round, or 2 days so far. I mean, weather was very challenging in the run-up to it, but the site's held up remarkably well, and everybody is in good humour, and we've been really, really busy, as you say, beyond, but that's what you want.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things, isn't it, that the Lord giveth and he taketh away. I mean, we had a great, great summer, but the last 2 years we had a miserable summer, but at least we had the Indian summer for the ploughing. So it's been a bit wetter, but it's been actually, it's been really well put together. And Anna-Marie McHugh was talking about that. And I wondered, would it be a bit boggy underfoot today? And I mean, it's a bit muddy here or there, but it's not off-putting. And if you're coming tomorrow, by all means, don't let that put you off, because it's a brilliant place to spend a few hours. In terms of some of those issues that came up, let me ask you first about the nitrates derogation. I mean, it only got passing mention. We didn't get into it in great detail with the minister. But how big an issue is this for ye now?
Oh, it's a huge issue. I mean, I suppose there's probably three very current issues for us. CAP is a little bit further down the road, while there's stuff going on at the moment behind the scenes. But the derogation, the Mercosur deal and the upcoming budget would be the three big key ones for us. They're very current. And the derogation is hugely important, not just for the dairy sector, the livestock farmers that are in it, but for in general, it affects the tillage sector, because lose the derogation, you're looking at a tightening up in land supply and greater demand for it. And it drives up the cost of production as well. And like it feeds into the generation renewal point that you made. But in general, it would have been said to me when I came into this job, get the nitrates levels in your waters, in your rivers right, and you'll hold on to your derogation. And now we're looking at having to comply with an appropriate assessment for a habitats directive that came in 1992. And we've done an amount of work at farm level in the last 18 months, 2 years, to try and improve water quality. I know the figures yesterday are disappointing, but I mean, they're over a six-month period. And to be clear, while they're slightly higher than 2022, they're below 2023 levels, and 2024 levels were really, really very good. So it's while it's disappointing, these things can happen, and it's over a very, very short period, a 6 month period. So no decision should be made based on one set of figures for a 6 month period. You have to take a longer view.
Is that the fear, that there'll be a reliance maybe on those more recent figures to say, listen, things are not going the right way, we've just got to forget the derogation?
I think, to be clear, that probably not, that at least they will take a look at over a longer period. And that's why it's important at farm level that we continue to do what we've done over the last 18 months in particular, and progress the things in terms of reducing nitrates levels in our waters, in our rivers. And it's a work in progress, but it's hugely important economically. Ireland would take a massive belt. There's figures out there of up to €4.5 billion per year over the next 10 years if we lost it. So while it's twofold, we have to look at the science, but then there's a political decision to be taken around it as well. And it shouldn't be forgotten that we have the fourth best groundwater quality in Europe, and nitrates levels up to the recent set of results were at their lowest levels in 10 years. So look, we keep at it.
What's going to happen with Mercosur?
Mercosur is, I suppose to be clear on Mercosur, the deal has been agreed.
Yeah.
Ursula von der Leyen went over, against all our better judgment, and signed the deal during the summer. We'd be very, very concerned that it's going to have a knock-on effect on particularly beef and poultry sectors. And talking to processors, we would have worked really, really hard. When I was a child, or when I was a chap coming up to farm with my father, we had butter mountains and beef mountains and milk lakes. So we export and sell 90%. Everything we produce now is sold, and 90% of that goes abroad. So our sector and our processing sector would have worked extremely hard to build up shelf space over that period of time in good supermarket outlets throughout particularly Britain. And if this beef comes in at a knockdown price, it undermines our ability to hold on to that shelf space. There'll be a knock-on effect at farm level. And to be clear, the department in the European Union, DG Santa, that look after the trying to verify the standards to which this beef was produced, whether antibiotics or hormones were used in it, where it came from, was it deforested land, expressed huge reservations around about the regulatory authorities in South America to be able to verify that. And yet the European Union went over and did this deal. There's no grey area there where we're concerned. We're regulated to that, and rightly so.
But is there any way back?
At the moment, it's going to be very, very difficult because it looks like it's been agreed at Commission level, so it has to be agreed at Parliament and Council level, and we need four countries representing at least 35% of the European population to stop it. And without Italy, that's going to be a tough task.
The minister said this, the Italians and maybe the French, you know, if you'd hope they'd be inside, but that there's a bit of wavering in support. They thought maybe there'd be more opposition in Italy, but it looks like it's softening.
But I think, to be clear, all we can do control is what's within our remit, and our government need to work harder. The minister and the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach need to work harder to honour the commitment in the programme for government that they would work with like-minded countries to see that this deal didn't go through in its current form. And they're saying that publicly, but behind the scenes, I believe they could do a lot more work. And finally, then it has to be ratified.
Their hands are tied though if they don't have the numbers, don't they? Not. I mean, if, for people who don't know, You need kind of four countries. You need to be representing a certain percentage of the European population to essentially alter the deal at Parliament level. And if they don't have the Italians, I mean, it doesn't matter how much Martin Hayden jumps up and down. He can't do it.
That would be a council level.
And or a council level,
A Parliament level, then, it's a simple majority of 50% plus one. But, I mean, there's the European Commission have said there's safeguards brought in about how they'd handle a rebalancing of the market if our prices were to drop. But that's tinkering around the edges. They need to go back to the Mercosur countries and agree these, that they're cast iron, that they can be delivered along with the deal, and they haven't done that yet. So we'll keep after them, we keep making those points to them.
I know the big political focus in the country over the last few days, and it will continue to be the big focus over the next few weeks, is the presidential election, and we've had all the candidates roaming around County Offaly, and they will continue to do so tomorrow, I'm sure. Between now and then, between polling day, we've got another big political set piece that any other year would be the focus of attention, and it's the budget.
Yes.
You know, so the IFA will have produced and will have made a submission to government in terms of what you guys would like in the budget. What's in that submission?
Yeah, believe it or not, it's a 42-page submission, and it would have been there would have been months spent preparing it, getting agreement through from our various commodity committees and our counties to be able to put it together and agree it. And look, we have a number of very simple asks in this budget.
Yeah.
That number one, the tillage sector supported. We had a meeting in Naas last Friday night in the Killishee Hotel. Now, he was really happy. The meeting went well. We had 1,000 farmers at that meeting. And you don't get 1,000 people into a room by just making phone calls. There's a serious issue when you get that level of turnout. And we've been told in the weeks leading up to it that there was no support for the tillage sector. It was said at the Fine Gael Tinkin'. The same line was trotted out. There was no support for the tillage sector. So Friday night, I think Minister Hayden got a really, really clear message from everybody in the floor.
And what's the rationale, do you think, from government's point of view? Is it just that, listen, you've had a good year, no support this year?
Yeah, I suppose the rationale from their point of view is that they're maybe looking at a longer-term budgetary situation where maybe we mightn't have the same largesse of finance that we have at the moment.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm clear in my own head that we should be investing in our indigenous industries. Like, no matter what happens, farming is going to still... we'll still be farming 10, 15 years, 20 years down the line. That industry should be supported. Yeah. And bolt on to farming, tourism depends on what's going on in rural Ireland as well. Yeah. And there are two indigenous...
But what do you say to people listening to this? You know, because we're down here at the Plough, and everybody who comes to an event like this will have a degree of understanding of the issues. But there'll be others who don't, and they'll think, why support a sector that's had a good year? You know, in any other industry, if it's gone well, you wouldn't be talking about
general,
government support.
In general, the sector's had a good year.
Yeah.
And I suppose farm leaders might come on in programmes like this and do the poor mouth. To be fair, dairy has gone good, beef is going good, sheep are going well, pigs and poultry, pigs back a little bit. But despite the weather and despite having a good harvest, world market prices for grain in real terms are way below where they were 30 years ago. Costs have gone, you know, in the opposite way, in a huge way. And we, Tadhg Buckley, our chief economist, did a paper on that last year. So that sector is massively challenged. And if we want a cereal sector in this country, it's essential from the point of view of sustainability to be able to demonstrate that we have we have a very kind of a closed loop in how we farm in this country.
Yeah.
One sector depends on another. And the tillage sector is crucial. It's crucial for farmers. It's crucial when it comes to producing food. And then for the drink sector as well. We have a vibrant drink sector in this country. And our tillage farmers have been really challenged at the moment in terms of price. And then you have the overall, on the whiskey side of it, the challenges there around tariffs, around maybe a fall off in demand, maybe more product knocking around than there's demand for. So that has really challenged that sector. And if we're going to value it, how you measure your government is how they look after the sectors that need help, whether it's in community, whether it be the old or the young or the sick. In business, the sectors that need help need to be supported when they need it. And that's what our government is there for. That's why we pay our taxes. And the government need to step into the breach here. They've done it for other sectors in the past in agriculture. Tillage needs it now.
Francie Gorman, IFA President. Francie, thanks a million for popping into us. And the best of luck tomorrow with the final day of ploughing.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.